You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Brandon Adams joins the show, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily as well. BA, how are you?
Boy, I'm doing great. Hope you guys are.
Definitely. We're out here at Falcons training camp and enjoying ourselves, and we'll be back out here tomorrow as well. I know fall camp has started for UGA as well, and I saw you talking about how it may be the most intense fall camp of the Kirby Smart era. Why?
Well, the one thing that Kirby's been like hammering now for months, I'm not going back to spring practices, areas they were deficient a year ago. They want to be better with running the ball, better with stopping the run. Last year, they were outside the top 100 in rushing yards per game, and they were outside the top 30, whatever, in rushing yards allowed per game. So if we think about what is running the ball, what is stopping the run, that is just sort of brute physicality at the line of scrimmage. To me, it's just kind of sort of, I guess, basic, what is it, deductive reasoning, is that how you say it? Deductive reasoning that, hey, if this is the area where you got to get better, and if that just comes down to your want to and your willpower, then these Georgia camps that are notoriously very tough, and a lot of players will talk readily about that, well, maybe this one's tougher than they've ever been before, just given the area specifically they're seeking improvement.
Oh, yeah, it's a dogfight, BA. It is toughness because of everything you just said, because Georgia's never – not ran the football, and Georgia couldn't run the football. They've always stopped the run. They couldn't stop the run. So I know what the hell's going on up there. Saw the coaches poll, and we know this does not matter. It is just for sake for people to argue about in early August. What was your argument against the, or if you had anything against the coaches poll?
So I kind of like where Georgia is, and here's the one thing I'll say. I know there's like this conventional wisdom that, you know, the preseason polls are meaningless, but the truth is I think they're more meaningful than people realize. People have this assumption that the preseason poll is bad because we haven't seen any games, and they get better once people see games and react to what people and the voters react to what they see. The truth is I think they actually get worse as the season goes on because there's an overreaction to, well, so-and-so team wins, they move up. So-and-so team loses, they move down. So I think the preseason poll is perhaps more predictive than folks realize. And I think that Georgia being number four in the preseason poll, it's a pretty good place to be. They came from number five to win the national title in 2021. They came from number three to win the national title in 2022. They're sort of right in between that at number four. I would say it's better, for instance, to be Georgia than, like, say, Alabama that's ranked number eight. You know, LSU came from number six to win in 2019, but a team ranked as low as Alabama, I mean, low, relatively speaking, going on to, like, say, win the national title, that's something that just doesn't happen very much in college football. So, you know, Georgia is in a spot where we have seen, you know, kind of recent champions come from, or at least come from near there. So from that standpoint, if you're a Georgia fan, I think you mostly take the coaches poll is good news, especially given the criticism of Georgia during the offseason and the fact that now that we have a real preseason poll, in this case the coaches or their representatives voting for them, they've mostly just shrugged that off. I find that to be semi-meaningful.
What was the criticism? I mean, I heard, like, and we've had and shared questions because I think especially with the quarterback, you just kind of don't know what you're going to get. But what criticism are you talking about?
Well, you've had Paul Feinbaum going pretty hard against Mike Bobo. Going pretty hard against Gunnar Stockton. And a lot of that, when someone like that does this, what he is doing is echoing the sentiment of fans, right? He basically takes fan outrage and sells it back to them. And so there has been a good bit of this. There's also been some sort of, you know, concern trolling out there on the part of some national media types of, you know, are we sure that Georgia is still as talented as they once were? And I'm not necessarily mad that that's happened, but I would say that, you know, from January until now, the sort of online chatter about Georgia has been more negative than this coaching poll vote suggested it probably should have been. Do you not get the sense of that, Andy?
No. I do. I just specifically wanted to hear what you were saying about the criticism, and I get it. I'm with you, too. Like, I think that being right there, I thought they'd be somewhere 3-5. With the roster that they have, but then with the questions at quarterback, I think it all makes sense. When you look at the teams that are around there and you kind of go on through the top 10, maybe you don't have to go all the way to 10, but who are the teams that are easiest for you to talk yourself into? I think it's easy for us to talk ourselves into Georgia, maybe with a little bit of hesitation because of the quarterback. Who are some of the teams that are up there that you find yourself having an easy time talking yourself into?
Okay, so from a gambling standpoint, if you want to think about this from sort of an odds perspective here, I think that the loser of the Ohio State-Texas game is in a really interesting position. A, we haven't seen a preseason number one win the national title since 2017, so at least theoretically the deck is somewhat stacked against Texas. I don't necessarily buy that. But to go back to what I said a moment ago, that once we get into the season, we overreact to results. You know, last year the national champion, Ohio State, had two losses during the year, overcame that. Texas obviously lost to Georgia twice. Somehow they're still the preseason number one here. So big game, about as big a week one game as I can remember seeing in my lifetime. I think it is the first time we've had number one versus number two to begin a season. I really like the loser of that game to see a little bit of a change in odds price and probably a little bit of a spotlight off of them, and yet still very much in the driver's seat as we saw from last year. So, you know, maybe this is a little bit different than what you're thinking, but I would keep my eye on the loser of the Ohio State Texas game to go on a bit of a run after that, especially Texas. They got, you know, a schedule that's as, you know, soft as a pillow once again here this year. The loser of that game is not out of it by a long shot. And I think that's going to go against what the conventional wisdom will be in the immediate aftermath of that game.
B.A., what percentage do you give Georgia as far as the giving the credit for them being that high? Is it Kirby? How much of it is Kirby because of the fact that they got don't have the quarterback, got, I think we said 52% of the guys on the roster are first and second year players. So what percentage of the fact that they are ranked so high is because Kirby Smart's the head coach?
Well, I think there's a couple important things to remember is that in the case of Gunnar Stockton, okay, he's a newish quarterback, right? But Ohio State's going to have Julian Sayin. I mean, let's keep in mind, Arch Manning is still technically a newish quarterback, too, that when you look at the big games Georgia's going to play this year, for instance, for the most part, at least, you know, from the preseason, you know, and obviously by the time those games are played, it's a little bit different. But, you know, the other quarterback on the other side, Tennessee, Alabama, Ole Miss, Texas, is just as inexperienced as Gunnar Stockton is. So I think that what the kind of wisdom of crowds, if you buy into this, of the poll voters say, and I think the AP poll when it comes out will express a similar sentiment, is that Georgia is still Georgia. Now, we don't know if that wins the national championship or not, but we've seen Georgia with sort of an unproven new quarterback before. You know, Georgia still has, even with, you know, some of the departures and, you know, navigating transfer portal and things like that, I mean, to the naked eye, Georgia's players still basically look the way they have before. It's a more complicated sport to predict now because the larger playoff brings some randomness into this. But for the most part, this is still a Georgia team that still very looks very much like Georgia. Obviously, Kirby Smart gets some of the credit for that, to go back to your question. But I think this what this shows you is that the kind of...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Microscopic nitpicking of some of the faults of Georgia, especially after its season ended prematurely a year ago, a lot of that was probably just overstated.
Yeah, I think that's probably right. Brandon, we appreciate it. As always, thank you.
Appreciate it, B.
Yeah, fun to be with you guys, as always. Thanks,
Brandon Adams there, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast. And
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.